always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Blue Origin has scrubbed this morning's scheduled launch of its Shepard spacecraft from West Texas because of high winds. Six environmental advocates will have to wait for their chance at a quick suborbital flight. A new launch date has not been set yet. It'll be Blue Origin's 13th human flight and 33rd launch overall. Israel says it has struck Iran's Ifhasan nuclear facility a second time and killed three Iranian commanders. Iran launched a new wave of missiles and drones. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi.
Iran is ready to consider diplomacy once again.
But he says Iran will not negotiate with the U.S. until the Israeli attacks stop. CBS's Christian Benavides says talks in Switzerland failed to produce a breakthrough.
Diplomatic efforts are ongoing in Geneva, led by European leaders. They're trying a last shot at convincing Iran to limit its nuclear program. What's unclear is if that means embracing President Trump's offer for direct talks. Iran called those off after U.S. ally Israel started bombing. On Friday, the president expressed concerns about Iran's potential nuclear capabilities.
And I think within a matter of weeks, or certainly within a matter of months, they're going to be able to have a nuclear weapon. We can't let that happen.
Part of the proposal by European leaders includes the return of U.N. inspectors, that the U.S. have a role in overseeing Iran's ballistic missile program, and to cut funding to proxies in the region, Hezbollah and the Houthis.
CBS News national security contributor and former Homeland Security official Samantha Vinograd.
In the public statements coming out of negotiations on Friday, it did not look like there was a lot of progress in getting Iran to agree to give up its nuclear program and to give away any and all capability to enrich uranium, even for what Iran claims to be for civilian purposes. However, I would imagine that in addition to the more public-facing negotiations, there are also secret back channels, and we don't have insights into what's happening there, and that's where I would imagine the real meaty discussions are taking place.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from stopping Harvard University from enrolling international students. A judge has freed Columbia graduate student Mahmoud Khalil from an ICE detention facility in Louisiana. The pro-Palestinian protest organizer spent more than 100 days in federal custody.
Justice prevailed, but it's long, very long overdue. This shouldn't have taken 3 months.
The Trump administration will appeal his release. The man who allegedly showed up at the home of Memphis Mayor Paul Young with a taser, rope, and duct tape has been charged with attempted kidnapping and stalking. Police say Trenton Abstin told them he planned to confront the mayor about crime in Memphis. The mayor was not home at the time. Abstin allegedly scaled a fence to get into the mayor's subdivision. No one was injured in the incident. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. A heat advisory today. It'll be hot with a high near 91 and a strong south wind. For tonight, partly cloudy, 77 our overnight low. Sunny and warm again for Sunday, highs near 93. Add in some humidity, heat index 101.
Right now, it's 82.
See the man with the Lord. I was imagining myself.
Hello, we are live down here at the Cranberry Blossom Fest. We are live down here. This is Melissa and Pam down here at the Cranberry Blossom Fest with the Heart of Wisconsin vendor fair, craft and vendor fair. We are right across from the Riverblock building at, let's see, what is our address here? 2nd Avenue South and West Grand is right where we are.
Right on the corner there. It's a beautiful day. The clouds are rolling through, but it's nice and windy and breezy, and we'd like to see you come down here. We'll be here till 3 p.m. this afternoon. There's lots and lots of vendors lined up on West Grand Avenue here. There's food behind us.
All right. Yeah, we've got vendors set up all the way up and down this street here between the river and then all the way down to where U.S. Bank used to be.
Right. On the corner of 3rd and from 3rd until the river, there's vendors with lots and lots of good items out there.
Oh, yeah. We've got handmade things. We've got wind chimes. We've got T-shirts. We've got wax melts, I saw. Hopefully they don't melt today.
No,
it's going to be pretty hot.
I'm so sure
make sure you put on your sunscreen and drink lots of water. Yep. There's so many things to choose from. There's so many great food options. We've got... I'm eyeing up that shaved ice over there. I know Quinn here has got the shaved ice to share with us, and it's bubblegum flavored, so that's awesome.
Yes.
But we've got lots of free things to give away today. We've got T-shirts. We've got stickers. We've got our schedules, and we're going to be here all day. So come on down, see us, say hi. We love to see our listeners and hear from you. We love to give away free stuff, so make sure you come on down. Pam, tell us what else is happening today.
Well, right now, there's a quilt show going on at Assumption High School, the Material Girls Quilt Show. That goes on until 4 p.m. Kids can learn to fish over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club from now until 1 p.m. And like we mentioned, the vendor arts and crafts goes to 3. There's an ice cream social over at the Southwood County Historic Museum this afternoon from 1 until 3 p.m. What better day to have an ice cream social?
No kidding. There is just so much to do and see. So make sure you get on down. Come get some free stuff from us because we love to give stuff away. We're going to be here all day until 3, live broadcasting on WFHR now until noon. And then we'll be over on WIRI from noon to 2. So tune in. Stop down. We'd love to see you. Come say hi to the gang. We got Dottie B. We got Laura. And Mike's down here. So come and say hi to everybody. Me and Pam are here until noon on WFHR. We're going to play music for you now. So tune in. We're here all day. This is Melissa Kay.
And Pamela Hilke.
On WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
What we're living in, let me tell ya. And it's a world that man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us, and I'm giving all my love to this world, only to be told I can't see, I can't breathe, nor my will we be, and nothing's gonna change the way we live, cause we can always take but never give, and other things are changing for the worse. See,
we have to be told. Futures.
in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
You've your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. That I've ever met. You're my best friend. Best friend with benefits. What took me so long? I've never felt this healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it. It's all your fault. You've already won.
Hello, Wisconsin Rapids. We are here down at the Cranberry Blossom Fest Crafts and Art Vendor Fair. I'm Melissa Kay. We're here on WFHR 97.5 FM. We are broadcasting live from the Cranberry Blossom Fest Vendor and Art Fair. People are really coming in, Pam,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes, it's very busy here. There's a lot of people coming through, checking us out, and checking out the other vendors that are around us. There's quite an assortment of items that are offered at all these stands. There's quite an assortment of foods. It's smelling good.
It's really smelling good. I'm enjoying all the, you know, it's supposed to be so hot today, but there is a really nice breeze, and that
yes.
is our saving grace today. But if you come down and you don't have any sunglasses, we got you covered. We got WIRI sunglasses here for you. We got free lanyards. We got free t-shirts. We've got free stickers. We got all the stuff for you down here. We're also right next to the Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis food stand, so you can't miss us because it smells great.
They're out there grilling hamburgers and hot dogs and brats, and they've got beverages, everything you need.
You know what, Pam? I really love all of the handmade stuff. We've got so many unique items down here that you can't find anywhere else. The wind chimes over there are just fabulous.
Yes.
I love those. And then we've got a lot of handmade stuff, too. There's a lot of crochet booths with wearable items and stuffies and plushies. And then the jewelry, plus all the food. It just smells great down here.
That's for sure. There's vendor right next to us with material like quilted right there's bird houses I can see across the way from where we're at right now. There's a lot of t-shirts and there's beauty products around here, but there's something for everyone, I think.
I think there is too. And we're located right at the corner of 2nd Avenue South and West Grand. Today, we're going to be here live until noon, and then we're going to switch over to the WIRI station, 105.5 at noon. Dottie B and Pam are going to be here from noon to 2 on WIRI, but we're here till noon. Dottie B and Laura. Pam, you're with me right now,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, that's right. Right. And actually, our stand, we're going to be here until 3 o'clock when they close up.
Yeah.
And we're just around the corner from the Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market. That is going on too. So
And while you can't drive down on the street, there's a lot of parking around here, isn't there, Pam?
Right,
we've got a lot of local large parking lots available.
Parking around, all around here. And one more thing that I pointed out is we are sitting right in front of the place where the original WFHR studios were when they opened up in 1940. There was a building behind where we're sitting right now, and they were located on the second floor, and we hear stories that they dropped a microphone on a rope and they were talking to people on the sidewalk and from the second floor. But, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, how ironic, we're in front of the original location of WFHR radio.
Wow, that is an awesome story. I love that. Thank you for sharing, Pam. We also want to say, if you're not coming down here to get food here, the Heart of Wisconsin Trap and Skeet Shooting Range out at 998 Ranger Road, the trap team, the high school trap team, is out there selling brats at their brat fry to raise money to head over to the Nationals in Mason, Michigan in July. So if you're, they're going to be there until at least 5, but if people are still out there shooting, they're going to still be out there selling. So stop down and help our kids travel to Mason, Michigan and show off their skills on the shooting range as they compete at the USA Nationals. That's a great time. And I had their food yesterday. It was fabulous.
Oh, my.
They had a giant pickle. You just can't go wrong with a giant pickle.
Like pickle on a stick or just a pickle that you eat in your fingers?
It was just a pickle. But it was great.
So
it was
a pickle.
It was a pickle. And they had all the toppings that you want on your brats, too. So head on down there if you're not coming here. But we'd love to see you here. Stop by, say hi, get some free stuff. The people are really starting to pour out now, and we're going to be here all day. So come on down and see us. I'm Melissa.
And I'm Pam.
And we are WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. A heat advisory today. It'll be hot with a high near 91 and a strong south wind. For tonight, partly cloudy, 77 our overnight low. Sunny and warm again for Sunday, highs near 93. Add in some humidity, heat index 101.
Right now, it's 82.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah. But
sunset in your eyes, brown and gray and blue besides. Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season, but don't.
Thank you.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
To make it
Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be.
Wisconsin Rapids. We are down here at the Cranberry Blossom Fest at the Craft and Vendor Fair. I'm Melissa Kay.
And I'm Pamela Hilke.
And we are having a great time down here. The crowds are coming out to see all the different vendors. There are so many options. We're at the corner of 2nd Avenue South and West Grand, which is right where the old WFHR building used to be, right?
That's correct. Right in front of where the first studio was.
Nice. So we're having a good time. You know, it's hot, but the wind is nice. Agatha just arrived, so she is here walking around, saying hi, shaking hands, taking pictures. We're giving away stuff. We've got sunglasses and lanyards and a few t-shirts left, some lip balm, and as Dottie B has found out, the sunscreen is the selling factor here. Even though they're free, come down and get a sunscreen-filled lip balm and some sunglasses to keep yourself cool. We'd love to see you down here at our table. We've got so many great vendors here, Pam. Tell us about some of the vendors we have down here today.
Well, let's see. There's people that have done sewing and arts and crafts and crochet. There's woodworking. There's jewelry. There's chimes across the way. There's soap works. There's a crafts and kitchen, a doll's wish list. I'm not sure what's over there, but there's a pampered chef, tastefully simple, creations by Andy.
There's even Evolution Throwing is down here, and they've got an axe throwing set up down there that I really want to try out. But we also have some of our great city places here. The Elks Lodge is here. Colwert Seawert Realtor, Coldwell Banker Seawert Realtors. I can't say that. They're here. The Republican Party of Wood County is here, as well as the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Wood County. And then we've also got, who else did I see that I wanted to make sure that I made sure to mention, of course, the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce
right.
is here.
They're here.
And there's just so many great things to see. Everybody's here. Come get a picture with Agatha and get some free sunglasses. Also, if you're not coming down here to get some food we're right next to the Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis food stand, and it smells amazing. I am going to have to get me some food from there.
We cannot leave without having some of that good food that
absolutely.
We keep smelling.
But if you're not down here, make sure you stop down to the Heart of Wisconsin Trap and Skeet shooting range area down there at 998 Ranger Road, because the Trap Club is down there raising funds for their trip to Nationals in Mason, Michigan next month, and they need your help. They want to sell 400 brats. I say we try to get them, get double that, right,
That's
Pam?
That's right. 800 brats. How about that?
I think that'd be great. And they're great down there. It's a nice, easy place to get to, easy to find. It's right between Highway 13 and County Z. And if you can't stop down here, stop down there. But there is so much to see and do here. We're here all day. And at noon, we switch over to broadcasting live with Laura and Dottie B on WIRI. But there are a few other things happening here today, aren't there, Pam?
Yes, there are. Like I mentioned, there's an ice cream social from 1 to 3 at the museum on 3rd Street. There's also a carnival going on at the Grand Rapids Lions Club today until 10 p.m.
But that starts at noon, so come down and see us first, and then you can head over to the carnival.
This evening, the Grand Rapids Lions Music Fest is going on from 5 until 10:30 p.m. at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. That's out on 36th Street South, going on, heading east of Wisconsin Rapids. Let's see what else. There's things going on Sunday. Do we want to talk about that now or later?
Well, why don't we talk about that in the next hour? Because we got a whole nother hour to get. So it's, John says it's been a slow morning over there at the trap shoot. So if you can help those kids out. get over there, and they've got 135 sold so far, so let's get that number up there. I think we can do it. I had two,
so.
And you know, I probably could have ate three, to be perfectly honest with you. They are that good. So head on over there if you can. I'm Melissa.
And I'm Pamela.
And we are WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Get to Family Natural Foods to hear Cheryl Myers, a Purdue graduate, talk about natural medicines that outperform many traditional drugs. Also, get the biggest discount ever on all Terry Naturally supplements after the event only. The lecture will be at First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods, June 25th, 5:15 p.m. A free meet and greet to follow with light snacks and drinks after the event. Family Natural Foods, your neighborhood pharmacy. Join them June 25th.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Just came out to mow his lawn.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care.
See Mrs. Gray, she's proud today. Roses are in bloom. And Mr. Green, he's so serene. He's got a TV in every room.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here in status symbol land. Mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't.
Comfort goes, they only know my soul, and make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
My eyes, tell me what is wrong, 'cause I'm wise.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. There's a new round of Israeli strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities as the hostilities between those nations start their second week. Talks in Geneva yesterday between Iran's top diplomat and European foreign ministers did not produce a breakthrough, but Iran's foreign minister says there's still a chance for a negotiated end to the fighting.
Iran is ready to consider diplomacy once again.
CBS's Haley Ott reports that won't happen unless Israel stops attacking.
Missiles over Tel Aviv launched from Iran in the early hours, sending people fleeing to bomb shelters. No casualties were reported, but a fire broke out at an apartment building near the city, and Israel swiftly responded, targeting missile storage and launch infrastructure sites, it said, as well as the Isfahan nuclear site, and killing three Revolutionary Guard commanders.
Mahmoud Khalil, the former